Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Welcome to today's Business Process Management podcast on eBizQ.net. I'm Dennis Byron. I've been doing research in the area of BPM for many years. I've also been doing research in ERP for almost as long. The two statements go together. Simplistically, all ERP is pre-configured BPM. I first wrote about this overlap of BPM and ERP on eBizQ in July of 2008. And recently, I found someone who wants to discuss that combination further with me. My guest today is Garth Knutson, Managing Director of International Sales and Alliances at Handysoft. Garth has also been a contributing author here on eBizQ, most recently in April 2009. With 15 years of broad customer experience, Knutson has focused for the past 5 years on BPM-oriented initiatives in areas such as product management, marketing, business development, and project implementation. He received his BA from Brigham Young and an MBA from Case and a master's in international management from Thunderbird. The international management, obviously, very important to his current role, as I said, as Director of International Sales and Alliances at Handysoft. Garth feels he has discovered that certain parts of the international areas for which he is responsible are from 3 to 7 years behind the market in its access to and evaluation of BPM and ERP. As a result of faster communications today, around the world, some larger organizations that can't afford ERP may skip that generation, if there is such a thing, and move immediately to BPM. So we wanted to get some feeling from Garth on that possibility. And also, he has told me in a previous conversation that he sees ERP as a way to integrate the data layer of different processes, for example, payables or receivables or order entry, within larger processes like financials or HR. The value is an integrated system. In contrast, BPM enables users to streamline processing spanning multiple divisions, systems, and data sources. So ERP has a somewhat limited value, although those are all important processes that we mentioned. And BPM can take you across the firewall. BPM absolutely complements ERP in that view because it gives you a single view of the process from you to your customer to your supplier. And if you've read any of my blogs, you know that's a real hot button with me. So Garth, pick up on what you told me earlier. How does BPM compare with ERP in your experience, particularly outside North America?
Yeah, Dennis, I've been traveling around the world and have found many organizations asking, so Garth, do we do ERP? Do we do BPM? Do we do both? When and why? And as you said earlier, there are distinct advantages to using ERP or BPM. And so my question back to them is, what are you really trying to accomplish with your investments and what do you want to realize? So let me give you a couple examples, or let me start out by saying BPM is really focused on process deliverables, process execution, process management. And whether you're dealing with structured processes where rules and roles are all predetermined, you know exactly who's doing what at any given time, you can model it beforehand, or dynamic processes where people's participation in the process largely is based on what's being asked, the ultimate goal is moving the process forward. It's transactional, it's execution-based, without losing visibility and control and auditability into the process. People want to see what they're doing, want to know if there are any bottlenecks, want to be able to control the flow. And that's where BPM really adds value.
When you look at it in that way, how do you see data management and data integrity coming into the picture?
Well, they're absolutely needed and required. You want your process to make sense. You want it to include all the right data. So with BPM, that's why BPM vendors offer adapters that integrate with other systems, whether they're databases, whether they're ERP, whether they're legacy systems, to help draw in data, validate the data, push the data out to those ERP systems so that there's a single source of data, a single data repository. And that's where they're highly complementary, where the ERP system is handling the data component and the BPM system is drawing on that to make sure that the data used, the data and documents used throughout the business process are all correct and that once things change, if they change, can be routed back to the system of record.
When you think about what I said at the beginning, that, and the analogy I use is similar to the telephone systems in many places outside of North America, which had very old telephone technology. They actually kind of skipped over the newer telephone technology of the 1980s and went right to cell phones in the 1990s.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm using that analogy to say, are there people who are going to skip over ERP, especially outside of North America, and go right to BPM? Do you see that happening?
Well, we have a number of companies, or I'm having a number of conversations on that exact subject. Should we do BPM first, and why? Well, my reason is that BPM is a great starting point, even if you need ERP in the future, and a lot of companies do. ERP presents excellent value in many different cases, but it's a significant investment. It's literally millions of dollars upfront in process requirements gathering and implementation and configuration, and then the whole cultural change required for a company to properly embrace and use ERP. Significant investment. BPM also creates a cultural change, but you can start a lot smaller and faster. It's more nimble. I like to say it's more dynamic, in that you can get it up and running in whether it's weeks or a couple months, depending on the sophistication of the business process. You can start trying things out, moving towards execution, moving from the manual world of paper into the new world of the electronic medium and the internet, to make your organization more productive without the huge upfront investment. Plus, it sets the stage for ERP in the future, because you have already gathered in large part the requirements, and what I mean by that, the workflow itself, where things start, where things end, and all the rules, you know, the roles, responsibilities, policies, procedures, routing, et cetera, involved in this process. You do so with BPM, and you're going to use that in ERP in the future. So it sets a nice foundation, and it gets you towards business process execution to improve productivity, to improve business agility, to improve compliance. You know, that's the heart and soul of BPM.
I think a key statement you made in there was the point that there's a substantial investment in ERP up front to get the benefits, the real benefits that I think that are there. I made a statement at the beginning that, in my opinion, ERP is just pre-configured BPM. The issue is that the ERP supplier has figured out the pre-configurations, and they typically give you anywhere from 50 to hundreds of choices of those configurations, but it's still their pre-configuration, and it is almost always the case that no matter how many options are provided by the ERP supplier, that somebody wants to do it a different way than is possible with those options. Now, there is another possibility, and I'll make this our last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What if the client, and what is your experience, and what are you seeing where the client already has ERP? I mean, again, in my opinion, there are the major reason for BPM, even in that case, is that as soon as you have a merger, as soon as you have an acquisition, as soon as you have a big customer that tells you you need to do it such and such a way, then your ERP system cannot handle it and you have to move over to BPM.
Right, and that's what we're seeing most of all. It's those companies who have already invested in technology who are really looking at technology as a way to improve productivity. So we're talking to a lot of companies with ERP, in fact, have many customers who have invested in ERP and said, well, you know, Garth, we have this, but we're not able to do XYZ. And let me give you an example. I have a few, but one comes to mind is GlaxoSmithKline in Latin America. They operate GlaxoSmithKline, huge company worldwide, has an ERP implementation there in Central and South America, and all the different countries were using the ERP system really in a different way to ingest or enroll new customers, new suppliers, new distributors. So they were having problems managing it, one, and monitoring or tracking it, two. What are you doing? Is it effective? Who's doing what? Where's the bottleneck? What is the problem? They didn't have visibility. So they said, you know, BPM is a perfect complement here. This process spans multiple silos of our ERP system, So we really need to standardize the process so we can get that control and visibility required to make it more productive. And that's where BPM came in, and we worked with them. This was used there very successfully, and they call it their address book BPM, where the ERP system is their standard of record. Their BPM system, in this case BizFlow, is used to enroll the new customer or the new distributor, and it's working fabulously. So it's the perfect complement of BPM and ERP to drive productivity through standardization, and with that you gain the visibility you need to properly analyze and ultimately optimize your process.
Great. Well, thanks again today for participating today in our eBizQ podcast on this subject. I think the whole mix of BPM and ERP, I mean, probably because I've been researching it off and on now for 20 years, is really a win-win for the customers. Mm-hmm. And we thank you again, Garth, for your participation.
Thank you, Dennis.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.